sing that together. It's number 41. 41 in our hymn book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand as we sing.
To me, wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Now, maybe you don't know that chorus, but it's quite simple. And I just want all of us to sing that together. Let's just lift our hearts, lift our hands before the Lord tonight. Offer ourselves to Him again. He is a wonderful Savior. And He's here again to meet you, to meet me, to change me, to fill me, to satisfy me. And so let's just reach out to Him tonight. Open our hearts to Him. And let's just put everything else aside. I don't know what's happened today. I don't know what's filling your heart and your mind right now, but let's just put that aside and just focus one thing and let's worship Him. Let's sing that again. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me and purchased my salvation. Seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell the children tonight that this is your meeting as much as anyone else's. Do you understand that? This meeting is for you. Just as much as everyone else in this room. I dare say that you may be more important to Jesus than anyone else. Because Jesus Himself said, Valerie, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And you know what He did? He just took them up in His arms. And He put them upon His, and He blessed them. And so this meeting tonight is for all of us, and I'd like to ask you, I hope you will still like me after this, but we're going to have the children's choir now, and they don't know about this, so, but I have confidence in them, because I know their parents, that they will come through. All right, come. That would be, let's see, this is, I got this, don't worry about it.
Five parts.
I'm bad.
Wait, I'm not there.
Okay, 483. Yeah. Okay, hold on, a little bit more. Sorry. Hallelujah. Lord, you help us, Lord. Help us, dear Lord Jesus. Let's just all look at Jesus, and He's here. He's here for you.
Fairest of 10,000.
people, so you can join us. And we'll sing that together, right? You stay here, though.
By the crystal flowing river, with the ransom I will sing, and forever, praise and glorify the King. All that fills my soul is Jesus, is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see.
I know I'm really pushing this. You're a real blessing to us. I want you to know that.
Amen.
And God wants to use you to bring others to Him. And so it's good from a young age to serve Him and not to be ashamed to speak for Him and to stand up and say, I love Jesus. But if you don't want to do it right now, that's okay. You did a great job. Thank you so much. God bless you. Wonderful Jesus. Let's sing number 39 in our camp books. Number 39. Thank you.
want to remember to pray for the campers again tonight. I understand they're having bunk worship. They had their service last night, service together, and now tonight bunk worship again. Let's pray that God will just again walk up and down in each of these cabins. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone lead us in prayer, please.
Thank you for the children you sent as campers this period. Lord, you know every one of them. You know their hearts. You know their home situation. You know whether they've given themselves to you or not. And we just pray that you would work deeply in each and every part of life.
Yes,
during
Lord.
The time that they're
yes,
here,
Lord.
Come to
yes,
them, Lord, in the village during God. The home worship tonight. Amen.
Jesus,
open their hearts
Jesus,
to receive from you
Jesus,
and to surrender
Jesus,
to you and to Jesus. Push on to know you better.
Bless
Come
you.
To the little ones in the cottage, Lord, that you would just speak to their hearts. We know that they can find salvation even at that age. And we just pray that you would bring conviction of sin and desire to know you.
Yes, Lord.
Prepare them, Lord, for the future that lies ahead
oh,
of them in
God,
the school year.
Oh, God.
Whether
yes, Lord.
In the village or,
oh, Jesus.
Of the native Nunantum, the cottage, wherever, Lord. We just pray that you give the counselors wisdom and guidance and unction from your spirit. And move mightily, Lord. Move
yes,
mightily.
Lord.
Among all of these, we pray for great victories, for lasting victories, for life-changing experiences, Lord, that you would work in them mightily. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Father, I would pray for this little boy who's so homesick. Father, may he know you as his comforter.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, if he doesn't know you, I pray that this would be the week where you can meet him
yes.
and bring him into the kingdom of God. Father, I pray for his parents, that they might be able to comfort this little boy, because he misses his dad, because he doesn't get to see him very much, but he misses his mom, too, while he's away. So, Father, you are the comforter of all comfort, and Lord, I just pray that you would touch his little heart and just draw him unto yourself, that he might have peace in mind about his parents and would be able to enjoy this time that he spends at camp, and that you would have the opportunity to minister to him in a special way. And I will just praise you and thank you for it in your dear name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing 448.
appreciate all the strings and you who like to play in sharps. But Brother Tom would really love to play in flats, so can we just play in flats, please? Thank you. Four flats, here we go. Ready? I am possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in the valley of death now for me. Since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see. Since Jesus came into my down, and we can sing that again, and yes, we can just clap if that's what's in your heart. If you want to express your joy that way, let's just sing it right to the Lord. What a wonderful Savior He is. What a wonderful salvation. And if you have truly experienced it, you are a happy, joyful, loving person. Everyone in here like that, right?
Amen.
Yes, so let's sing it. Great things He hath done, so long.
Tell you a secret, something I've learned, and I'm not the only one who has learned this. I know that. But the best way to overcome tiredness in church is to praise the Lord with all your heart. You know, I come home from church and I cannot go to bed. I can't. I mean, maybe everyone else I put to sleep, but I am alive. You know, God just comes, and as I open my heart to Him and praise Him, I might have come in tired. I might have come in discouraged, but He lifts me. And that's not necessarily why I praise Him, but that's one of the blessings that comes when I open up my heart to Him. There's a life that flows from heaven. And He comes and He quickens these bodies. He makes us alive. And so instead of saying, sitting there, oh, I'm so tired, I will praise Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people. You know, David teaches us that in his Psalms. You know, he was discouraged. He had problems. He had people that were trying to kill him. He had to flee for his life. He didn't have a home. He had to live with 300 men. I mean, that could be, and you know what they were? Discouraged, discontent, in debt. You know, and yet, so how did David get on with that kind of group? Well, it says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He somehow turned his attention to God. And even though he might have been discouraged when he started out, by the time he finished, he was again praising his God. I will praise Him. I will bless the Lord. I will. And God has given you a will. And we yield that will to Him. And we exercise it in things that please our God. I will rejoice. I will give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to say that I've appreciated all of you who have prayed for my mother and prayed for our family. And I wish I could tell you more. I have very little details to share with you. But I know that she needs a touch from God. And so let's just continue to pray for her. Her good friend, Sister Gladys, there in the corner, gets after me and says, why didn't you pray for your mother? So I'm doing it. I'm obeying my sister. I'm submitting myself. But yes, it's right. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for one another. That's what the Bible says, doesn't it? And so I know that many of you have asked, how is mom? Where is mom? Where is dad? And I wish they were here too with us. And but God knows. God knows. And we're endeavoring to keep our eyes on Him. We look to Him. We put our confidence in Him. We trust Him. And I've been blessed by your testimony. Some of you have said things that maybe you didn't know would bless me, but they have. I mean, in my particular situation right now. And I know that's God speaking to me and using you to encourage and lift up. And so, Lord, I do thank you for your people who are so gracious and who love, show your love. Brother Tom, please pray for my mom.
Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come boldly unto the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We thank you that we can bring Sister Martha to you. Thank you for the blessing she's been in our lives. And Lord, now we pray that you would be with her and you would lead her, O God, at this time in her need, O God. We pray that you would rend the heavens and pour out a blessing which cannot be contained. Come mightily. Come mightily and meet her. Meet the whole family, Brother Gord. Manifest your presence there, O God, and touch everyone, but especially, Lord, as we heard this morning, surely you bore our sickness,
Lord,
and carried our pains.
Yes.
And we did esteem thee stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
you were bruised for our iniquities.
Yes, Lord.
And the chastisement of our peace
yes,
was placed upon thee, and with your stripes,
hallelujah,
we are healed. Lord. Lord, we believe.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that you do this work.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You said you've taught us that whatsoever you desire when you pray, if you believe, you shall receive. And Lord, you also said
Lord,
if you
Lord,
have
Lord,
faith
yes.
for the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done.
Yes.
And Lord, we take our little faith in our great God
yes.
and know that you are able.
Yes.
Yes.
Where our faith is in thee and your ability and who you are, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator. And Lord, we pray, come.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even now, Lord.
Oh, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we pray, oh, God, in your precious Son's name, Jesus, that you would touch your child and make her well, oh, God.
Yes,
that you might be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be glorified.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you.